This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reiberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, welcome and thanks for joining me today. Can you believe that January is almost over with? Where did this month go? Where is time going? Where is this energy going? What does this future hold? Those are the questions of 2014, and yet the energy is so supportive for us to be able to really create the new reality that we desire, and this is the time to do it. But today, I don't have any topic that I'm going to be talking about. I will be sharing some of the energy updates. I do that always at the end of the month with my show called Conversations with Carol. So I'm going to be doing that. But what this show is really all about, it's about you. It's about me having the freedom to really just take calls. And while I love all the research and I love the topics that you're sending, that you're interested in me presenting on the show, I love being able to connect with you energetically and answer questions about what's going on, either what's going on in your life, golly, what's going on with the energy in the field, and then also health questions, because, you know, we are energy first, matter second. And so when we're energetically out of sorts, our body gets out of sorts, and sometimes the human brain comes in and starts awfulizing, as we call it in the psychological world, awfulizing all these things that could potentially be wrong, when reality, you just may be energetically out of sorts. So again, I invite you to call me at 877-230-3062. I'd love to see my lines full so I can be able to answer questions and share my intuitive skills with you and hopefully provide some insight into the steps you can take today, tomorrow, and then throughout 2014. That number, 877-230-3062, is good for U.S. and Canadian callers and then also international callers. Just dial your international calling code and then 877-230-3062. I'd also like to remind you that today is the final day, January 29th, to register for my Healing on a Higher Level online webinar that's going to be taking place tomorrow night, January 30th. That is 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be talking about the energy and where we were in 2013 and how that energy has moved us deeper into this enlightenment consciousness. I'm also going to be talking about the natural flow, the natural order of things, about consciousness, and how there's a natural order within consciousness, and how we can use those different levels or planes of consciousness to be able to heal our lives, our body, our relationships, wherever we would like to focus the energy. I'm going to be talking about the natural order and how to live within that order. And if we do, then we find ourselves in that flow of sync. When we find ourselves distressed or emotionally upset or even experiencing physical pain, it may just merely be an indicator that we're out of the flow with ourselves and out of the flow with the natural order of things. And I just mentioned we. And so I should probably tell you a little bit about that we part of how I present, is that I present by using the guides that I connect with in the angels, and you bring your guides and angels to the table as well. And because everything's energetic, it's like we're going to have one big giant party, and I'm going to be able to tap into not only the wisdom that was shared through the guides and angels that requested me to do this particular webinar to explain the energy, but your guides and angels as well. So it's always a very exciting time. The beginning of each year is very pivotal in how the rest of our year is going to go. It's so similar to how we are when we wake up in the morning. That first 45 minutes when we open our eyes, when we start our day, really determines the flow of the entire day. The same is true with energy, but we look at it on a yearly cycle. And in this particular case, January is that launch month. And January is very different in 2014 than it was in 2013. And as a result, then it gives us the time to really do more planning for the future. So I'm going to be talking about that, the seven universal principles of healing. I'm going to also be sharing about that eighth universal principle that was really used by a lot of the mystics and metaphysicians and alchemists to be able to transmute what wasn't working, what was impure into pure. And then I'm also going to be talking about the connection between these eight principles and the wisdom of the perennial philosophy. So if you've ever been interested in really looking at life from more of that energetic, esoteric perspective, this is going to be a great launch because of the information that has been downloaded for me to share. So if you want to register, you still can until 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time today, January 29th. So please go online, www.ritberger.com, and then you can register right online on the homepage. There's a slide at the top of the homepage. Just click on it, and you can register. And then what you'll do is you'll receive an email reminder of the event tomorrow, but also I was encouraged to add a workbook that you can use to follow along and to capture your notes. So this was something that wasn't at the time I created it, meaning that I was instructed to create it and wanted to. This workbook just kind of popped out of the blue and said, oh, we need to put this in writing so people can have something to be able to really follow. Now, the nice thing about all of my webinars is that if you do not, for any reason, or are not, for any reason, able to participate live in the event, just by registering, you will automatically get the workbook, and you will automatically get the download, a 90-minute download of the webinar itself that you can listen anytime that it's convenient with your schedule. So if you are interested in registering, just go to my website, and then I hope that you will join me tomorrow evening, January 30th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, to register, www.ritberger.com. Well, what I always do when I'm preparing for the show of the conversations with Carol, because I like to share where the energy is and what's going on from an energy standpoint, what I do is I basically go into that quiet space and get out of my own way and my own mental chatter that's taking place and open myself up and just propose questions to him. And the first question I always ask of the universe and all of the guides and angels who reside within it is that, tell me what has taken place in January, and then what can we expect as we move forward? And one of the things that I was aware of as an intuitive and empath is that on January 28th, early in the morning, we actually had an energy shift that took place, kind of what I call an attunement. And the interesting thing about the attunements are is that they're just kind of like, I'll give you the metaphor and the analogy of it's trying to listen to the same radio station that you do all the time, but you turn the radio on and there's some static. And in that static, you find yourself going to the dial and you kind of keep moving the dial until you can get the clear sound that you're looking for. Well, on January 28th, the universe did that calibration because there was too much static that was building up in human consciousness that was basically blocking our thoughts vibrationally to be able to move forward the way that they're designed in their evolution. So on January 28th, in the wee hours of the morning, there was this little adjustment that took place. And as I was talking to many people in my readings and then just in an event that I presented, every time we have, excuse me, one of those little tiny adjustments, it adjusts our body. Because remember that we're energy first and we're matter second. And interestingly enough, this adjustment that took place in the energy attunement on the 28th was all within the fourth chakra. That's the chakra of the heart. Hang on a second. They must have something that they want to say. So excuse me. Hello, I'm back. They talk really, really fast. So what we did is we feel these adjustments in our body, and sometimes in different places of our body. Sometimes there's an actual pattern within our own vibration that we can go through that pattern process. But this particular adjustment was in the fourth chakra. And that fourth chakra, that heart chakra, is the chakra that really is the balancing point between our spiritual higher self and our physical lower self. It's the place where mind, brain, and body and soul come together and meet vibrationally to readjust the vibration within you to be back into the natural flow. Now, whenever this fourth chakra adjusts itself in the vibration, we experience that first and foremost through emotions. And so a lot of the energy that was taking place from the 28th to today, the 29th, and that is going to continue to take place, is that it's going to readjust us while we're readjusting us vibrationally to the point where our heart, our mind, our brain, our body will be in alignment with the natural order of the soul and the flow of the soul for us to be able to move into, comfortably move into, the energy that is going to quicken once again and the flow that is going to open up in mid-February. January was an interesting month because most times, as I mentioned when I first opened the show, is that January of each year is usually where we come out of that flow of the end of December, the end of the past year, and we're still in that movement. But in the case of 2014, January was deeply into the ebb or the quietness of the flow, and we were encouraged in this month of January to basically step back, go in and be reflective of what we accomplished in 2013, not focusing on what we didn't accomplish, but focusing on our accomplishments, the changes that we made in our life, the things that brought us personal satisfaction, the things that relieved us of a lot of the pressure that we had been feeling prior years and even feeling throughout 2013. So January started out in this ebb. It started out with the need for introspection, reflection, contemplation to allow us to really look at our lives, what in our lives is working, what isn't working, what would we like to change. The month was very dreamy from the standpoint that we were being encouraged to really be within ourselves, by ourselves, to really have that time to look at what we, not others, want, in order to be able to move our life in the direction that we desire. It was also the time for planning. And one of the things that kept coming forward each time I would touch the guides, they would say, is do not make any life decisions and act upon them in January. You can make life decisions. You can plan those decisions. You can dream about how you're going to be once those decisions are implemented. You can think about and contemplate all the options, but do not make any life-changing decisions and begin action on them until the ebb gets back into the flow and the movement, which the attunement of yesterday, January 28th, actually started that slow kind of re-kicking our little batteries into place and charging us up so we will be energetically attuned to be able to enter into the flow on mid-February and to continue in that flow as quickly as it is in a way that it makes us feel like we have a sense of control. But the interesting thing about the energy of 2014 is it really isn't about control of our lives. It's about learning to control the quality of our thoughts, because in reality, everything that manifests is the manifestation of a thought. And if the thoughts that you're thinking aren't creating the reality that you desire, then basically you're out of the flow with yourself and out of the flow of the natural order of things. So the energy of the fourth chakra, all about emotions. So we have about a two-week period before that flow really kicks in. One of the things that I encourage you to do is to be aware of where you are emotionally. The soul uses emotions to really just very simply tell us you're in your flow or you're out of it. And positive emotions are you're in your flow. Negative emotions are you're out of the flow, you're stepping out of the flow, and it's time for you to take a deep breath, evaluate what's going on, look at what you need to change, make those changes, and start the process because we're entering into the flow. Start those, taking those steps, moving the process in, and then that will get you back into the flow and the natural order of things. So I was curious about the emotions because as I was doing my readings yesterday, the people I was working with were all talking about these highs and lows and how they felt wonderful in the morning. And then, I don't know, something just changed. And all of a sudden they were finding themselves, I got comments like sad or, gosh, there was this deep sorrow. Or, you know, one person said all I wanted to do was just to basically, you know, pull the covers over my head and go back and hibernate. I couldn't figure out what was going on. Well, being empathic and intuitive and energetic as we all are, we are very, very sensitive to what happens beyond that threshold of our conscious mind. And that's what we experienced. So our emotions are really a barometer of what's going on. We're either in sync or we're out of sync with ourselves or the natural order of things. And then what we do is we just take a deep breath, go back into that introspection, evaluate what's going on, contemplate the options, and then we are in a place where we are in control of the steps that we want to take. So the time right now in the next couple of weeks is really important for us to both male and female. This isn't just a female thing because males are empathic. Males are very intuitive. They may not be conditioned to be that way, but it's all part of that neurological functioning of the brain. Every single being has cycles where they're more intuitive than other times, male or female. So for male and female, this next couple of weeks is time for us to emotionally nurture ourselves. And I really ask, what does that mean? And it really doesn't mean about avoiding getting into emotional situations. It means doing things that you enjoy, things that are creative, things that spark the imagination, things that change the scenery of where you are or change the energetics of where you are. But the emotional nurturing is very important in these next couple weeks because what it's going to do is those emotions are going to then be your barometer as you move through February and the rest of the year to really be able to use them to step back and get back into the flow. So an important time, slow, doesn't need to be like we're going to, okay, everybody, you know, put on our parachutes, we're going to jump out of the airplane. That's not what this energy is. We're going to have enough of that when we get into the energy flow as it continues through the year. And the other interesting thing that's been shared with me about the entire year of 2014, this is the longest period of time in the entire year that we are actually going to be in this ebb. We're going to have those pauses. That's kind of like, you know, you're listening to something on TV and you hit that pause button and then you do what you need to and you come back. That's kind of the pause that and the ebb we're going to have throughout 2014. But sometimes it will merely just be hours. Sometimes rarely will it even be a full day. So this is a time for us to really think, dream, be introspective, contemplate, and to be able to put together the plans of what we would like to do or the plan to hit that new reality that we want for 2014. This energy right now is taking all the momentum of the enlightenment energy that we really experienced around our consciousness, that group consciousness of 2013, and it's about to kick itself back into motion. And we want to be charged, ready to go, and ready to jump in. So that's a little bit about the energy itself. I'm going to continue talking about this, but let's get some calls coming in. 877-230-3062. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what you have to say about the energy. Also, what's going on, you know, in your body? Our bodies are exquisite indicators of what is going on, not only the way that it speaks and where we feel these different kind of anomalies or we feel these different patterns of discomfort, whatever it is, but our body really, really talks to us. And when we're out of sorts with ourselves, the shoulders, the neck, the jaw, the teeth, the gums, all of that part of that dynamics of that fourth and fifth chakra, the dynamics of the fifth chakra speaking our truth, then what we do is it's like the energy in the sixth and seventh chakra that's tied to our higher self and tied to the universe and so forth. That energy is just flowing, flowing. It never stops. It never stops. It flows through us, whether we're consciously aware of it or not. But what it really does is it comes in and indicates to us if we have any restriction in our field, any congestion in our field, and even any blockages. So right now the energy is really coming in, flowing the way that it always does. So let's be consciously aware that it's there, the flowing from the higher to the lesser, meaning the humanist, the earth, lesser in the core of Mother Earth. She's no much lesser in her vibration. She's an actual hologram of the universe, but we're flowing this beautiful energy, this beautiful wisdom from crown down. And when for any reason we get stuck in that, not listening to our intuition or seeing the big picture that's associated with the third eye, what happens? Then we can't even see what's in front of us. We literally think what we have thought and repeat the thoughts. So the body is very, very interesting in the way that it works. Well, I'd like to take a call from Mindy from Wisconsin. Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome. Thank you for hanging in there with this, all this polar vortex stuff.
Yep. I'm warm and cozy on my couch listening to your show. So.
Oh, thank you. How can I help you, sweetie?
Well, I'm just wondering if you can give me some insight on panic attacks and anxiety.
I can.
Okay.
One of the things that I'm going to approach it different ways with you. The one thing that I pick up is that there are seasons that you seem to be more prone to panic attacks. Is that true?
I guess that would be, more in the colder.
Exactly.
Temperature.
Exactly. And one of the things that actually changes the dynamics in the physical body, meaning that survival mechanism, that fight, flight, freeze aspect of our human survival that we call it stress. But what occurs is that when a body such as yours gets into that cold situation and it doesn't have the opportunity to have the sunshine, because you are a sunshine gal, and it doesn't have the opportunity to have that sunshine, and it changes the chemistry of your body and changes the body temperature, that's also tied to serotonin, that's tied to moods, it's tied to food and our cravings and so forth. When we get into that place where that chemistry gets altered in that area, we can find ourselves experiencing panic attacks. And so one of the things, do you use any full spectrum lighting in your house? Do you have any little area that's just yours, Mindy, that you can go,
yes,
you can go in and do it? Okay, good. Wow, you've got an angel that wants to talk to you. Hang on. I've just asked it to put on hold for a moment,
okay.
And I'll bring that up. So how much time do you sit in front of your full-spectrum light suite?
I try to do at least a half an hour once a week.
Okay. Could I offer that you would be, even if it was just 10 minutes a day, for you to do that? It literally, that light that mimics sunlight is going to come in, and it's going to change the chemistry in your body, and it can help in minimizing the panic attack itself. The second thing is that with the panic attacks is that I can find that you are low in amino acids. I can find that your magnesium is low and your B vitamins are low, or the minerals within you, the vitamins and minerals. And so it would be worthwhile. Are you doing any B complex?
No, I'm not.
Okay. You might look at that. You might want to talk to, you work with a doctor, it feels like.
Yeah.
Okay. You might want to ask the doctor about B12 shots, or is there something that the doctor can offer from you to be able to boost your B vitamins in your body? Because what that's going to do is that's going to help your nervous system calm down so the nervous system isn't overreacting to the deficiencies. The cold isn't triggering the chemistry of the body and putting you in survival, and that can help manage the panic attacks as well.
Okay.
The other thing that you can do, honey, is that there is between the bottom of the nose and the bridge, the upper lip, you'll notice you have that kind of like little saddle there. That particular area is actually very easily stimulated by putting a little bit of pressure on it. And what that pressure does is it actually stimulates and then immediately calms the vagus nerve number 10 of the cranial nerves. And that will settle down your stomach. It'll settle down your breathing. And do you know anything about EFT, emotional freedom technique?
Not a whole lot.
Okay.
I've heard about some stuff. But.
Okay, you might want to go in and you might want to read up on EFT. You might want to find if there's classes or maybe there's online classes. And what EFT does is that you're going to be putting pressure with your index finger slightly on that area. It's going to calm the feedback from your abdominal cavity, adrenals, stomach, liver, which is part of glucose, and it's going to calm that area. That'll change the chemistry in your brain and can change the chemistry in your body. And then emotional freedom technique can teach you the tapping process that you can actually tap in different areas of your body with affirmations that can help you work through the panic attack changes. If you can remember, sweetie, that a panic attack is a chemistry change in the body that happens instantly. It can be triggered externally by some activity, and it can even be triggered internally by quality of thoughts. But think of it more as being something that's going on in the body, and we just need to calm the body down. Breathing, mindful breathing, mindfulness works wonderful, the technique for working with panic attacks. So those are some things that you can do.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Good, good. Now, the one thing, you heard me, my voice changed, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, come on, what's going on? I'm on a radio show. Everybody, you know, honor this. Don't take away my vibrational frequency. You've got a new angel in your field, my love. You feel a connection with angels?
Yes. Actually, I had a visitation about a month ago, and it was when I was falling asleep, and then there was another time that I seen somebody at the bottom of my stairs, and then when I would go really fully look, it wasn't there, and then I thought, well, I'm just going crazy, and then the next day after that, my son actually said there was an angel here for me, so then that just confirmed it for me.
Yep, absolutely. And I'm going to be the next one. And your son is very intuitive. There is a new angel that you have called in your field. The angel is Archangel Michael, where you were when you first brought, by the way, he's androgynous in his energy. He'll flow masculine and feminine. He won't appear feminine. He said, I'm not feminine, Carol. He has feminine energy. And where you were, if you go and you look at 2 to 3 weeks prior to his coming in, Archangel Michael is a wonderful warrior. He literally is the equalizer and the liberator of the human entrapped soul between heaven and earth. So you were at a place, sweetie, where it felt like things to me, feeling you, things were closing in on you. And you asked for some divine intervention, and Michael came in, and reading more about Michael, as I know you know him, but reading more about who he is as the warrior, is very, very helpful because it will help you recognize that your panic attacks are when you're feeling really closed in, sweetie. That's why cold, being inside, you're an outside sunshine gal. Those are the reasons I was picking that up. So the other thing is that yesterday, Gabrielle came in. And she, too, is androgynous energy, but she takes on feminine energy. She is the archangel that helps us in learning to heal our emotions. And she's in your field, and she just is like Chatty Cathy with me right here. And just saying, you know, tell her that everything is well, everything is well. And that when she gets sad, do something to make her happy. And we can distract her, and her son will distract her, and just she needs to go to a happy place. And, sweetie, if you can find that happy place and you can experience it and you can learn to entrain the feelings of that happy place when you start feeling that panic attack coming on, your happy place will override the chemistry changes that stress, fight, flight, freeze in your body, and you're going to start to find them going away. They won't last as long, and they won't have that grip on you the way they can.
Okay.
So find something that takes you to your happy place or what it might look like. Use the energy where we are right now because it's certainly supportive for doing it from a heart standpoint. And what does it look like? Picture yourself there. How are you acting? How are you looking? How are you feeling? All of these things. Absolutely wonderful. And it will help you through those times when your adrenals go, OMG, I've got a major problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very good. You're very powerful, my little one. And you are not very big in stature, are you?
No, I'm not.
But, man, are you big in energy, honey? Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I hope that helped you, Mindy. And, you know, turn those little spectrum lights on, sweet. It'll help you. And, by the way, it'll help your son as well. So if you're playing with him, you might want to turn it on.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Well, I've got my lines are, you know, calls are coming in, but I want more. So 877-230-3062. Stay in touch. Stay on the line. I'm going to be right back, and I'm going to be taking your calls and then talking a little bit more about this energy and where we're headed. Stay tuned.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Well, welcome back. If you're just joining me, today is a Conversations with Carol show. And what that means is I'm taking calls. So let's, you know, fill those lines up at 877-230-3062. And I've been talking about the energy. It's something I always do, kind of wrapping up what the energy was of the month. And then also looking at what we can expect in the future months. And then what do we really want to create in this new reality that we're really have the opportunity to do. What do we want this 2014 to look like? I also want to let you know that I do a lot of these energy updates now in a new newsletter called Vibe News that I actually launched this month in January that I'll be doing every month, talking about the energy, talking about code words, as they're called, words for us to hold in our thoughts because of the vibrational healing that they have. And then also, what can we expect from the month? So if you're not in my database and you're not receiving my emails, of course, then I encourage you to go to my website, www.reitberger.com, and then just go in. You can submit to newsletter. It's in the center of the page in that green bar, or go down to the left side and click on send Carol a comment. And then be sure to get in my database, because my February newsletter, Vibe News, is going to be coming out in the next couple of weeks. And it'll be talking about the energy of February, what to expect, and how to be able to apply the energy that we're actually living and experiencing, both mentally, emotionally, energetically, and even from a soulful perspective, on how to apply this to the month and to your lives to continue to move yourself forward to create this new reality that you are actually looking to wanting to create. So again, please go into my website, www.ritberger.com. Be sure to get on my database. That way you'll be receiving these monthly mailings of Vibe News. There's no cost for them. I just hope that they bring value to you and information, and you are able to use the information to move yourself forward in the direction that you desire. So again, www.ritberger.com. Okay, well, what I want to do is, we've got full lines, so let's take Katie from Sacramento. Hi, sweet.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
Well, I'm good. How are you, precious one? I feel, I know. I love you.
I'm okay. I'm calling because I'm struggling a lot right now with this pain issue, this abdominal pain on my lower right side that's really been persistent for about 3 months. And the thing is that I feel like when I'm calm, I'm thinking it's a flare-up of old stuff. I'm revisiting old patterns, and stuff's coming up, you know, and I can deal with it, and I'm okay. Mm-hmm. But then the rest of the time, I have those bad, you know, fear flare-ups where I'm going, no, I'm, you know, this can kill me, go to the doctor, and, you know, and my doctor wants to do a CAT scan, and I don't want to do it. And so, because, you know, I feel like that just makes me feel more fearful, and I don't know what's necessary.
Yeah.
So I'm just feeling a little stuck right now.
Yeah. Well, and what you're doing, sweetie, is, let's change the energy on it, is that we know, because we've had the pleasure of being in each other's company, is that we know that your history in your physical body has been a real challenge.
Yeah.
And that you've seen a lot of doctors, you've gone through a lot of tests, you've done a lot of things, and it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
And your history in that first and second chakra, that area between human survival in the lower back area, and then in your ability to move out of that survival thinking in that second chakra that's tied to a lot of that lumbar kind of lower intestinal area. So when anything, you get a flare up there, sweetie, you're going to go immediately back into those old patterns, and then you can't think it through because mm-hmm. you're emotional. That's the way it works. And then you immediately, your brain says, okay, this looks like, feels like, may possibly be something that you had before, so let's get to the doctor. Then those big scary things of the doctors come in. It's like, they couldn't figure it out before, so what are they going to do now? And blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, 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 goes on.
Right.
So the abdominal pain itself, you're absolutely accurate. It has to do with stress, and it has to do with stress and not feeling like you can control what's going on in your environment. That has always, sweetie, triggered you to go into that fear around survival.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference is that you actually are inviting these old memories forward as part of this wanting to create this different reality and new reality in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And those fears are going to bubble to the surface, and they're going to come in the form of hitting you alongside the head when you're not expecting it. They're going to show up in your body to show you that something is, you know, you're out of sorts with yourself. These are old emotions that are bubbling to the surface. You know, they're kind of like a pot boiling over. Do you want to turn it down? You want to turn it up? Do you want to take the pot off the stove? So a lot of thinking process there. You are right. This has a lot to do with the psychological aspects and wanting to finally be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
However, what there is that when these muscles get tight and you get at odds with your physical survival and your soul saying, hey, Katie, you're going to survive. You always have, sweetie. Let's not worry about this. You get into that. Your muscles start pulling and tweaking and torquing your spine, and it's actually affecting not the sciatic nerve, but peripheral nerves in that right side, kind of lower abdomen, even below where we would find the appendix, but kind of in that general area of the ovaries and the fallopian tube and everything.
Yeah.
And so it's triggering those nerves, and they're kind of raw, really, because we've got muscles that are tight. You're not moving the way you need to. And just think of the muscles being tight, and they're squeezing the daylights out of those nerves, and those nerves are screaming, I'm irritated. I need you to let go of me. I need you to release. So the things that you could do is I would encourage some warm packs on your back. You might want to use some castor oil on the area that you experience the abdominal pain. It is familiar when I touch you. It doesn't have the same physical familiarity, but more of psychological, but you can pull the toxin of the physicalness out of the body. At this very moment, you are much more acidic than your body likes. And so you can look at working with that. I'm not picking up appendicitis. I'm not picking up that we have anything, I'm looking in the ovaries. I don't have anything that's a cyst or anything that's a problem. I don't have any of the things that they looked for you, looked for before, sweetie. But you will want to be very mindful of what you eat. You will want to stretch, move. You will want to use hot, cold. You, on your back area, that front area, look at castor oil packs, maybe even some arnica. You might want to look at some flower essence, some rescue remedy. You might want to look at things like that, and you'll start to find you'll calm down.
How about Ayurvedic? I saw an Ayurvedic practitioner yesterday for a consult, and I was really thinking maybe that would be good.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because what they're going to do is the Ayurvedic approach is going to look at all aspects. And what they're going to do is they're going to look at cooling you down. That's what they're going to do.
Okay.
And so that's an excellent way to go.
Okay.
Excellent way to go. The thing when you get, and I can feel that knot that comes in when you get so tight and that fearful place. Ask yourself, because you've been working with me, sweetie, long enough. Ask yourself in that part of the body, what are the doctors looking for? And I think your body's going to go, I don't know. And I think that's going to calm you. Because you don't know what they're looking for. And honestly, I'm not anti-medicine. You know me, sweetie.
Right.
I don't think they know what they're looking for.
No. Yeah.
I think they just want to kind of put you under the camera and let's look at everything and see if we can find anything. And my sense is it's going to be back where it was before, that we just really can't find anything.
Okay. Okay. Well, you described everything, the pain and, you know, how it feels. You described it exactly perfectly.
Well, thank you. So. You're very good at sending to me. Thank you for that. I love you for that.
Oh.
Makes my job a lot easier and everything. So, and if it gets to the place where it really, 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 really bothers you, then use the Ayurvedic practitioner. That'll be the best thing for you, sweetie.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well,
you are most welcome. Loved hearing your voice and touching your energy. All right, let's go ahead and take Jean. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Carol.
Well, my gosh, honey. I know you, don't I? It has been a long time.
It has. And I tune in every now and again when I can, and I love hearing you on the radio.
Oh, it's like old home week. I just am wrapping my arms around you and loving you energetically. So,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. So, we got a question, huh?
Well, you know, I seem to be connecting with older people with some illness who end up passing, and I'm wondering if there's a pattern in that that should be speaking to me.
Yes, I think that you're discovering a new aspect of who you are. One of the things that you have always done, sweetie, since all the listeners, Jane and I go way back together and love each other dearly, is one of the things that you've always done exquisitely in your work, and especially with working with children, is that you teach children how to take their soul and walk that soul into a greater place of who they are. and, you know, through your books, through your private practice and everything. And what you're doing is, if I refer to you kind of like the ancients would, you're a soul walker. You help a soul move from one place to another, moving itself closer to its personal expression in a way that it can connect with that potentiality and the divineness within it. You're doing the same thing on the opposite spectrum now, sweetie. You're helping those who have been, have tremendous history behind them. You're bringing in all of your psychological background to be able to help them understand the purpose of all of the things that they've experienced, and you're helping them come in and to be able to come to peace with that and to look at it differently. And then that's part of that final aspect of the transformation from form to light. And one of the things, we stay in form, and sometimes we struggle, we suffer, because we can't quite get a clear picture or handle on what our life was about and all the emotionals and the highs and the lows, and did we walk our path, did we not? And you're exquisite at doing that. So you're a soul walker.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for explaining that. And Carol, the gent that I'm just starting to see now is very connected with native energies and native practices.
Yes.
Am I being led to move in that direction as well?
Absolutely. And if I'm going to just jump in, sweet, ever since I met you, you have shaman energy. The way that you weave all of the things that you've learned through your education and your experience, you morph things, and that's a shaman. And you've always been that way. And now as you're helping those transition and to come to peace and to be able to touch that deepest part of themselves, the rituals of shaman is the most exquisite. And that's what we find in the indigenous people, in the way that they look at the transition. They don't look at it as like, bummer, this is over. They look at it like, oh my gosh, it's a whole new life that is starting. So please, yes, absolutely, bring in that shaman part of you, and you know, try it on and look at it and see how it feels, and it'll just unfold absolutely exquisitely.
Wonderful. That's so helpful, Carol. So helpful. Very much.
Well, very good. So, you know that there's a book inside.
Yeah?
I can feel your brain go, oh, Carol, please, no more books. It's like, oh, yeah. Just think about what you could do. Just through the journaling, what you could do and what you could bring forward with all of your background to be able to help people reconcile the psychological part of their lives. Oh my gosh. Then the transition is a lot less of suffering and struggle. And it's kind of like we just call up like the indigenous people do. It's like, hello, this is Carol calling. I think I'm ready to go. So what time is the next exit? And then we don't suffer as much. Yep, we don't suffer as much. And you know what? Also, Jane, then what's going to happen is that the family members aren't going to suffer as much. So it's going to make it easier when the soul transitions. They're not going to hang around the room as long, you know, wondering how cousin Jamie's doing, or how that doctor or that hospice nurse do. It makes it much more sacred in the transition, and the soul can move more freely as the souls that are left in form can really embrace the gifts of being in contact with that person.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. You're such a gem.
Oh, likewise.
Gem.
Likewise. Will you keep me posted? And oh my gosh, honey, know that my energy is just hugging the daylights out of you.
Thank you so much, Carol.
You are most welcome. All right. Looks like I've got another call coming on, so I'm going to wait for it to all kind of measure out here. Oh, let's see. We've got another one. Joan. Let's do Joan. Hi, sweet.
Hello.
Hi, honey. How can I help you?
I was wondering if there's a correlation between myself and my house. I feel like I'm remodeling my house inside, moving things around and changing them, and that it's like a correlation with myself. And at the moment, I feel overwhelmed and stuck.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, just think of your house as your physical, you know, protection, and think of your body as your spiritual soul protection. And when you change one, you're going to change the other. And your soul is the one that said, you know, I think we need to get a different scenery in here. So your soul actually started the process of this desire to remodel.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that occurs in a remodel, whether it's with ourselves or with the house, is that it reaches a place in the cycle that we need to take a step back and we need to kind of evaluate the plans of the remodel and be sure that everything is where it needs to. Does it need to be moved a quarter of an inch? Should we rethink the color? Should we rethink this? Should we rethink that? It's the same way within us. So for your house and for you, you're at that place in the process where it's like, you know, just take a deep breath. Let's look around. Is this exactly kind of what we have on the plans? Is this, you know, do I need to move? Do I need to tweak? If we don't do that and take that pause, sweetie, in that process, then what happens is everything becomes overwhelming because we're out of sync with ourselves.
Right.
And then what we do is it's like the house is overwhelming. Oh, my gosh, how much longer am I going to be doing dishes in the bathtub with some kitchen remodel or, you know, the outhouse if I'm doing a bathroom remodel, whatever it is. We're the exact same way. So what I would encourage, we've got a two-week window right now. I would encourage that what we do is just go in, take a deep breath, look around your house and what's being done. Be sure that the color in one of the rooms that feels like it's being impacted is the color that you want it to be. It feels like what you're doing, the colors you've chosen for the rooms for the remodel feel like vibrationally they're right in tune and being reflective of you. But is there another room you're thinking about repainting?
I was thinking of repainting it the same color, and I've made the dining room. I've taken the dining room, moved it into the living room, and I'm making the dining room into an art room.
Got you. Okay, so naturally we would think that the flow of the kitchen should be the flow of the dining room.
Right.
So where you are is that I do believe, touching you vibrationally, that your perception that the color of the kitchen should be the color of the dining room. That feels like that's still in sync with me. But it feels like it doesn't create enough creative energy to really take that dining room, being an art studio, now to be able to trigger and stimulate the creativity that you're looking for. So why don't you look at maybe doing some pictures that have a different color in it? You seem to like a lot of color. I'm picking up kind of an ecru. Mm-hmm. I've got teal. I've got fuchsias. I've got different colors of gold and yellows. You might want to look at accessorizing different in your area, in that studio area, just so it kind of changes the flow when you walk into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then with you, is that you made the decision to remodel and become this really free spiritual being. No more of this, you know, kind of getting caught in that old place of where things were and that part of it. So what you're doing is now you're going in and you're saying, you know, I need to look, am I my physical self and spiritual self? Are they kind of like my kitchen and dining room where they're the same color, but they're really very different? One's creative and one just kind of gets through the day. Do some energy work in your fourth chakra. Work in your fourth chakra. Do something that you absolutely love. I don't care if it's 5 minutes every day, something you love. Something, and you have a wonderful thing, something that makes you giddy, sweetie.
Okay.
And you want that same giddiness to go into your art studio and to bring that creative energy into it. When you walk from that kitchen into that art studio, I want your heart to go, oh, this is so good.
Okay.
So there you go.
Thank you.
You are welcome. By the way, I have to ask, you know, for some reason I couldn't quite get the color. Is this a color that you kind of dreamed up yourself for your kitchen and your dining room?
No,
okay.
I don't think so.
Okay. It doesn't feel like something I would find on a color swatch at Home Depot.
No, you kind of would.
Really? Then rethink.
Okay, I shall. Gladly.
maybe that's the ecru that I was picking up in it. So anyway, thanks, Joan, for joining
me.
Everyone, you are most welcome, sweet. Everyone,
Thanks
for joining me. It's always a pleasure to share my medical intuitive skills, and I wish you a happy week, and I'm going to see you next week on the radio. Light and love to all of you.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reiberger.com. That's www.reiberger.com. See you soon.